All right, as you know, every Wednesday on The Stash, we like to meet with Dr. Mitch Earlywine, who's an assistant professor of psychology at the State University of New York at Albany. And Dr. Earlywine, welcome back to The Stash.
Great to be on the show.
We had had our contest of Paths to the Stash here, where we were going to give away a copy of Mitch's book, The Parent's Guide to Marijuana, which is now out in paperback. And you can get links to that up on our website at stash.normal.org. We were asking for questions from parents out there who might be having difficulties talking to their kids about marijuana. So we've got the three questions who are now all winners of the book, and we'll just go through and ask these questions and get Dr. Earlywine's perspective on them. So we start off with a question here from the Smiths from Anytown, USA. I assume a pseudonym here. And the question is this, Dr. Earlywine, thanks for all your hard work for Normal. My question is, what is the best way to educate our son about pot and still let him know that he shouldn't tell people that we smoke? I want my son to understand that this is something that adults do to relax, but not all adults do it, and that some would turn my wife and me into the law if they found out. I hate how hypocritical it sounds to tell my son that there's nothing wrong with it, just don't tell anyone. What's the best way to cover this issue without destroying his respect for the police? Your advice will be greatly appreciated.
As you can imagine, Russ, this is a complicated one, and of course the Smiths know their son better than I do, so I don't want to pretend like I've got the perfect answer for every child in every town in the world here. But the bottom line is there's a number of folks in law enforcement who have comparable ideas about the drug war to many of us. And if you happen to point out the folks from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, who have a wonderful website, and folks like that who realize, hey, this is not our top priority as far as law enforcement is concerned, I think that lays a nice groundwork for how you talk about cannabis with a child along these lines. The other big issue is just trying to make sure you're doing things in a really responsible way so that they can really see that this is not a problematic form of use, but something that people can do recreationally without any negative consequences. And then you're under basically an obligation to then be a good example for them in order to make these kinds of things work. And then how do you request, you know, a secret in your family from a child? That's always a difficult topic, and I think it's going to vary with age and with the sort of strength of your relationship, if you will. I think there are other things in families that people tend to keep private, and drawing that private-public distinction about what's in our family and what's outside our family is a good thing to have in a number of different domains. And if you've laid that groundwork on other topics, a lot of times this one can be an extension of that. I think the key is always going to be more about asking questions and listening than about actually saying anything. And if you can get them to sort of share in the dilemma with you, if they're old enough, say, wow, well, I'm in this predicament here. I really understand how these laws are wrong. I'm actually doing things in order to change them. How can I get you on my side with this? Because we know there are dangers, legal ones, about this behavior. What would you recommend? And then letting them engage in the dialogue with you, they'll come up with things that you might never have thought of. And then suddenly you're really strengthening the relationship, not just having a talk about cannabis.
Well, that would be the ideal situation. I imagine it must be a tough tightrope act. On one side, you've got to, you know, express to your children that what you're doing isn't something they should fear on that side of it. But on the other side of it, you don't want them to be too lackadaisical about it and just blurt something out at school that might cause some prying eyes to be focused upon the family.
That's it exactly. And I think the opportunity is there, again, for letting them problem solve with you. Because I think that they're often much more aware of what are the situations that are relevant, where can this become a problem, and then working it out together. Again, I realize this isn't very specific advice. I wish there were some magic words that I say, oh, you just say this and it happens. But, of course, if that were the case, we wouldn't have this question be one of the winners.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I think the important thing to emphasize there is just the opening up of the lines of communication. I've heard so many stories of people who didn't have any sort of conversation with their children about it, tried to keep it secret and not mention it at all, thinking that the kids wouldn't notice, and then the kid, you know, inadvertently, you know, says something about it, and then that invites the authorities to start investigating. So definitely open up the lines of communication with your child.
Absolutely, and kids are a lot smarter than we give them credit for. I'm stunned at how much insight the kids in our neighborhood and some of my daughter's friends and people like that have into their family process that the parents really don't realize. And I think that there's really something to be said for giving your children as much credit as possible and realizing that they probably know a whole lot more than we might even guess.
All right, well, let's go and take a look at another question that we have from one of our winners here on the Pass the Stash contest. This person asks, Dr. Mitch, I am a 22-year-old who is concerned that my parents aren't giving my younger brother the appropriate idea about drugs. He is 13, and they just gave him the just say no excuse and left it at that. No facts, no reasons. I don't want to throw their authority out the window and impose my morals and thoughts, but I don't want them to be misinformed. I've discussed this with my parents, who know I'm a stoner, but nothing more has been said to my brother. What can I do? And that's B.B. Joe in Vermont who asks that question.
I love this idea that a big brother would be concerned about a younger brother and wanting to make sure that he gets the facts about this topic, and I do cover quite a bit of this stuff in the book, The Parent's Guide. I think the key here is, again, asking questions rather than making a whole lot of statements, not just with your brother, but also with your parents. So the idea that we can open up this as an inquiry, as let me talk about what I think are the key issues for teens more generally, having it be this broad topic, and that this is just one category in a bigger discussion about what's it like to be 13 in your town, and then letting the parents say, you know, their side of it, which is often, hey, we had this discussion once and now we're done with it, which I'm afraid to say is just an oversimplification of the issue, and then making sure that your brother really understands the negative consequences of cannabis use, particularly early in life, things that I elaborated on in the book, but potential problems with IQ, an increased risk of dependence, the potential for a deviant brain development, and then making sure that he's got a whole lot of alternative behaviors, a lot of fun stuff that he's involved with that can be a wonderful buffer against early cannabis use and the development of cannabis problems. So is he involved in sports? Does he play a musical instrument? Does he enjoy a bunch of other activities? Is he connected to a religious community or any other sort of environment where he gets to shine, have a great time, and not necessarily develop crazy ideas about drugs, but be essentially buffered against any of the early use problems? That would be the way to go. And it's interesting because you can do this in a very indirect sort of way. It doesn't have to be, okay, now we're going to sit down and have this important talk. It's often literally 30 seconds at a time of asking questions, going back and forth, and then seeing what kind of information he's gotten already, and then sort of filling in the gaps with the information that you have or the information that you will have from my book.
And we don't want the 22-year-old, the older brother here in this circumstance. Are we trying to say here that we don't want him to undermine the parents by, you know, directly contradicting what they might say? Is this he needs to just stay away from the topic, or like you say, just, you know, help his younger brother to, you know, have the positive qualities that would help him avoid any problems, but still leave it up to the parents to make the decisions what they want to tell him about marijuana? How does one determine how far to go in that circumstance?
It's neat because a lot of times you can provide novel information to a younger sibling without it having to be counter to what mom and dad say so much as in addition to. So mom and dad have said, just say no. And you can say, well, just say no is a great place to start, but it often hasn't worked. So let's walk through some other things that might go on. Right? And then you suddenly can get into some drug refusal skills, some ideas about leading a full life, and how just say no is an oversimplification in your mind, what does he think about it? And then you get the chance to not contradict your folks so much as build on what they said and say, wow, you know, I think there's a little bit more to it. And then it's not me against the parents so much as I'm going to add to the things that they've started with.
Kind of like mom and dad weren't wrong, but let me fill you in why they were right.
Exactly. And I feel like you can even draw a nice distinction between your view and their view, as there's a whole lot of ideas about the world, and now you're going to figure out one for yourself. Let me give you my input, too. And then it becomes their own idea, so that the younger sibling says, oh, I'm figuring this out for myself, not here's what my brother told me, here's what my parents told me.
Hmm. Yeah, that's great advice. I love that. Well, we have one more question here, and this one begins, hi, Dr. Earlywine. I love your segment on the stash. I'm a college student, and my parents know that I am a cannabis user. They are both very conservative and totally buy into all the reefer madness that's out there. My mom is a nurse and tries to tell me that it makes men's boobs swell up and is twice as carcinogenic as cigarettes. My dad still thinks it's a gateway drug. They pretty much leave me alone because I have proven myself responsible about it, but I would like to know, how can I get through to them and help them to see it's my safer choice as a responsible adult to smoke cannabis? Thanks, man. LG from the South.
This is so funny because it sort of makes me think, Russ, that I need to write another book called How to Talk to Your Parents About Pot. But the bottom line on here is, it's funny because the data do not support any of these notions anymore. And I went through some of this in the Parents Guide and in more detail in Understanding Marijuana. The gynecomastia, this idea that men's boobs are going to grow from smoking cannabis, is based on this one deviant case study that came out in the 1970s. And, I mean, nobody could possibly believe that anymore. That's just a hoot. And I think the gateway theory and things along those lines that we've talked about on the show before requires some detailed discussions with folks. And I wonder if, you know, the goal is to change their minds or to just have them be more accepting or what. And a lot of times they respond well to actual data. So there are studies out there. Will your parents believe that? Only you'll know for sure. But a lot of times asking about, say, the 100 million Americans who've tried cannabis, and yet there are fewer than 10 million heroin users in the country, how does that fit a gateway? And letting them kind of walk through and getting the cogs turning about some of these things, if they're interested, is the way for them to come to their own conclusions and realize, hey, this isn't exactly the way we've been taught. I love that the mom is the nurse, too, and still has some of this misinformation. It sort of lets us know that even in health services, the cannabis research is not widely known. And then this is an opportunity for him to basically get involved and start being more and more educated about cannabis use, and then knowing which questions to ask, and then sort of how to lay these data on the parents under these circumstances. But clearly, I need to lay this out in another book.
Yeah, How to Talk to Your Parents About Marijuana. We'll be looking forward to that one. And I always just have to remind them that the only thing that causes that has the correlation between cannabis and men's boobs swelling up is getting stoned and eating too much Chunky Monkey ice cream. That's going to make you swell up all over and all in the chest as well. So that's probably where that notion came from. Well, Dr. Earlywine, thanks for answering all these questions from our readers out there. And again, if you want to send a question in to Dr. Earlywine, the email address is 420research@gmail.com. We'll perhaps have another contest sometime in the next month, but we want to congratulate our three winners, and they will be receiving a copy of Parents Guide to Marijuana, the new book from Dr. Mitch Earlywine. You can also receive your own copy by purchasing one through the links at our website at stash.normal.org, or you can get the information on the book at amazon.com, where you can order it for yourself. Dr. Earlywine, thanks again for joining us here on the Daily Audio Stash.
Thanks so much, Russ.